Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. I'm out at 3B Vineyards, Jerry and Holly Thompson's farm, just outside between Dawson and Madison, right, Holly?
Yes, it is, Paul, right on the highway there. If you miss it, you're blind.
Yeah, that's right. I look at it every time I drive by, and I drive by here a lot.
Well, like Jerry always says, we always have honkers but never helpers when we're out in the vineyard working. So please feel free to stop by and help anytime.
We'll do that. This is our annual meeting, isn't it?
It is. It's time for the Lack of Apparel Fair.
That's right. And you got some big news for us. Why don't you tell us about it?
We are in the new corner building right there across from their grandstand, kind of by the beer gardens. And I have some new friends that came along with me this year, Paul.
So this is new. This is breaking news here. You're not in the commercial building where you used to be.
Nope. We are in that nice little building right there, right across from the grandstand.
And the beer gardens.
In the beer gardens. Yep.
Not in the beer gardens.
No. Nope.
All right. Who do we have here?
I have my good friend, Deanna Borsted.
Okay.
And Sue Roizen, and my other good friend, Lynn Moratsky.
All right. Well, Deanna, tell us about your venture here with Holly.
I am serving up my wine. It is Remington Ridge Red. It is a semi-sweet. And then I'm also doing a port. It is a blend with brandy, and it's a kind of an after-dinner drink, so it's a little bit sweeter.
All right. Yeah. That sounds great. What did you say? It was a dort? A port. Okay.
A port.
And what is that again?
It is a blend of the wine and the brandy together.
Okay.
And we sweeten it up, and it's kind of an after-dinner drink. So it's kind of just a topper offer after the meal's over with.
So you grow this on your farm?
We grow the grapes on our farm, and we pick them. We make our own wine, and then we do the blending ourselves after we get the wine made.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
Okay. How long have you been doing that?
Since 2016, started growing the grapes.
Okay. And who's in with you?
Mike Borsted, my husband.
Okay.
Him and I do it together, and basically we just ask for a lot of help from friends.
Like Holly?
Yeah, I like Holly.
Honkers, not helpers.
All right. Sue Royson's with us. Hi, Sue. How's it going?
Really good, thanks. You know, they say that when you're retired, you have all this free time. Well, that's not really true, because I retired from nursing last year, and now I'm a full-time farmer working in the vineyard, and Holly still has got me on the string helping her doing stuff, and we're going to have the best time at the fair this year, because we're four strong now,
right?
Not just two women. We've doubled our capacity now, so you'll have to come and see what we have new. Of course, we'll have the grape lemonade and the popsicles, but we'll have Deanna's wine, and also there is the next drum roll here for our next friend.
Okay. And who do we have here?
Lynn Moratsky.
Hi, Lynn. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Are you excited to do work with these three ladies here?
I am. This is a brand new venture for me, hopefully it goes well.
All right. And what do you contribute here to the group?
My husband and I grow Haskett berries, also known as honey berries, and this is the first year that we'll be really introducing them to the community.
Okay. And tell us about how you make honey berries, or how does that work?
We started growing them. This is our fourth summer. My dad first started them. He and my brother and my brother's wife, John Dove, Logan, and Tracy Dove, raised them north of Dawson.
Okay.
And so I got into it as well. Holly said, let's do something at the fair. And I said, here we go. So last year was our first year that I really sold them to some people locally. And this year we're going to be doing it in a little bit of a different kind of an atmosphere.
Awesome. Now, before we went on air here, you told me something about syrup, and you can put, what's that? And you can put it on ice cream?
Yes, we kind of boil it down kind of like a freezer jam or a jelly, and then we're going to put it on top of vanilla sundaes.
Okay. Well, that sounds exciting. I can't wait till the fair to start here, Holly.
Yes, it's like a malt a day, you know. So now it's like a popsicle a day, Paul.
Well, I think I've done a popsicle day.
And lemonade a day, some wine a day, some honeyberry sundaes a day. Paul, it's a good day for Paul Ramo.
I just will work in your booth.
I know, I think so. I take free help.
Okay. All right, that sounds fun. And so tell us, where are you going to be at the Lac La Parle County Fair, and what are you all going to be serving there?
So we'll be at the building by the beer gardens and by the grandstand, and we'll have grape lemonade, popsicles, hopefully some fresh table grapes, the only healthy food at the fair, some regular grape jelly, some...
Are those the frozen grapes?
Oh, nope, I'm not. Nope, we're just going to do fresh. Okay. We'll do fresh. Okay. Yep, okay. Just pick that day. And then we'll do some regular jelly, jump back jelly, which is a spicy jelly. And I have some, to go with the wine, I have some jump back with some cream cheese and crackers and some fresh grapes to serve with the wine if the ladies want to come in for a little afternoon snack. Right. And then we'll have the Deanna's wine, and we'll have some sundaes. So we have it all. Wow. And, you know, and we'll be next to the new guy for the prime... Texas Best Barbecue. It goes well with wine and sundaes and grape lemonade.
Anything's going to go with what you got served.
I think so, yeah.
What you say, Sue?
I said you'll never need to leave the corner.
Okay. You can just camp there then. Yep. Does Jerry know he's got to put the booth together yet?
He does. And he's got to put up with four women this year.
We should go talk to Jerry here and see what he's thinking.
I think he's hiding.
All right. Thanks a lot, ladies. I appreciate your time, and we'll see you at the Loughborough County Fair.
Sounds great. See you there.